Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, and welcome to this week's special Passover episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I am a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending the current academic year studying in Jerusalem. Passover begins this Friday night, and all around the world, Jews will be retelling our story, our founding myth, of how the Israelites became a people and how we left slavery in Egypt and started the long journey to freedom. Each year, we are supposed to feel as though we personally have left Egypt. And going through the Passover Seder is a reenactment at some level of that process. It's more than just a commemoration of what happened in the past. Each year, going through the story, new things always come out. And something that stuck out to me was the following verse in the Torah portion that we will read this Saturday. Ve'avar Hashem lingof et Mitzrayim, ve'ra'a et Adam al hamashkof, ve'al shtei hamizuzot, ufasach Hashem el hapetach, ve'lo yiten hamashchit lavo el batechem lingof. For when the Holy One going to smite the Egyptians, we'll see the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts. The Holy One will pass over the door and not let the destroyer enter and attack your home. This is when Moses gets the instructions that the Israelites are supposed to put the blood on their doorposts. And by doing so, the destroyer, the angel of death, will pass over their houses. And this act is what protects them from destruction. I want you to think about the idea that going out in front of your house, standing at your doorway, and putting lamb's blood over your door would protect you from harm and would protect you from danger. If somebody told you that, would you believe them? It seems like a magic fix. It seems too good to be true. And yet, in the story, that's what the Israelites do, and it works. And that moment of putting the blood on the doorpost to save yourself from destruction, it's too good to be true because it is. Because only if the world really did work that way, but it doesn't. There are no magic fixes. No amount of proto-magical rituals or anything like that stops bad things from happening in this world. We're then forced to try and reinterpret this idea. What does it mean that God passed over? Fasach, Pesach. What does it mean that God passed over the houses of the Israelites and protected them from destruction? Naturally, I want to bring some gematria into this. So in gematria, Pesach has a value of 148. And Netzach, the eighth Sfirah in the Eitz Chaim in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, also has a value of 148. So we can argue that there has to be some connection between Netzach and Pesach. And Netzach is usually translated as some combination of endurance, victory, eternity. I like to think of it as perseverance, which leads to success. And that this idea of perseverance has to be intimately linked to the idea of Pesach, to the idea of the Passover story. And so if we make this connection, we shift the miracle of Pesach. It's not about these seemingly magical rituals. It's not about the plagues. It's not about manipulation of the laws of nature by the hands of God. That's not the miracle. The miracle is in the hands of the Israelites. In the hands of the people who persevered when they had every reason not to, and they succeeded. They did what was necessary. We learn from this that finding freedom is not about big showy acts. It's in the small acts that we do each day to continue moving forward, even when it feels like the angel of death is lurking at our doorsteps, or that the Egyptian army is hot on our heels. Even when it feels as though there is so much bad in this world, how can we even think about carrying on? And we learn from this story, from our story, that it is possible to carry on. That it is possible to look around and to feel that things are so unhinged and uncertain, and to be afraid, because put yourselves in the shoes of an Israelite during this story. It must have been terrifying. Born into slavery, all of a sudden somebody who you don't really know tells you that you're going to be able to leave. And they tell you, put this blood on your doorpost and we're going to get out of here, and you're leaving everything behind. Even if everything you know isn't good, you're still leaving something. And yet, they did what was necessary. And quite frankly, not all of them did what was necessary. Not all the Israelites left Egypt. Some were stuck. Some couldn't do what they needed to do. But there was a group that persevered, that eventually did find redemption. And this redemption was not an individual process. It was and is a collective process. We cannot do it on our own. Our origin myth, this story that is ours, that we continue to live, teaches us that we must act together, no matter how terrifying it may be at times. We must look out for one another and help one another to do the necessary things to carry on. My bracha, my blessing for everyone this Shabbat and this Pesach is may we find the ways to continue to do what is necessary, to take things one step at a time, even when the past is painful, the present is unpredictable, and the future is uncertain. One step at a time, slowly but surely, walking towards redemption and freedom. Shabbat shalom and Chag Sameach.